You're listening to Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet with your host, me, Brittany Wittig. So today I am going to share about the most profound spiritual experience of my life, which is really saying something because I've had some big ones that I've detailed here on the podcast, from being shown the other side when I was diagnosed with cancer to out-of-body experiences in temples in Southeast Asia, spontaneous verbal channeling. I've had a number of really incredible, profound spiritual experiences in my life, which I'm very grateful for. And the most profound spiritual experience, a true turning point in my life, was a very high-dose LSD trip. Now, this episode is not going to be a trip report. Some people love those, but I find them quite boring. So that's not what I'm going to do to you. What I'd like to share in this episode are a couple pivotal moments in that experience and the takeaways from those moments in the experience, because I think that the takeaways, I mean, they've been truly life-changing for me, and I feel like they are going to be helpful for some of you out there listening, because I feel called to share. So first, what I would like to say is that we don't know a lot about what is truly going on in the brain when we take psychedelics. There is now some research being done, which is fabulous and wonderful. But there's very little so far. So we truly don't understand how these chemicals work. We know that for thousands of years, humans have been using different psychedelic plants. They've been an integral part of many different indigenous cultures and rituals. As many of you know, I'm sure most people here have probably heard of ayahuasca, perfect example. And I also have a couple podcast episodes, if you just scroll back a little ways, about plant medicine and psychedelics. So you can learn more about plant medicine there if you'd like to. So psychedelics have been an important part of spiritual experience for most of human history, maybe all, who knows. Something that we do know that has been discovered recently in the psychedelic space, they have done brain scans of people who have ingested LSD. And you can look this up. I've recently listened to a professor discuss these brain scans. And what he discussed was that the entire brain is lit up in a way that it usually is not, which they are hypothesizing allows different areas of the brain to speak to each other, areas of the brain that are normally stopped from communicating by our reticular activating system. So I know we're getting a little into the science here, but I want to just set the stage because there is some science behind what's going on with psychedelic use. So the reticular activating system is the part of your brain that essentially filters your reality. You could think of it as the part of the brain that forms your ego. It is the part of the brain that filters all of the excess stimuli coming in out of reality, because we have millions of bits of information coming in every second, but we only actually experience hundreds of those bits. So our brain is doing a lot of filtering in order to make reality digestible for us, manageable for us. I mean, that's a hypothesis of what's happening there. Anyway, so psychedelics, LSD specifically, is lighting up the whole brain so that essentially it's bypassing the ego. I mean, this is the hypothesis. It is allowing your entire brain to communicate without all of that filtration. So in layman's terms, you're removing your filter and you're experiencing all of reality. And my guess, my suspicion is that as you go higher with dose, you turn that filter down more and more and more. Okay, so that's sort of just some information before I get into this story and realizations that came with it. So just to set the stage, this was 2020. It was my birthday, November. So we were still very much in social distancing, not doing much out of the house. And as all of you know, 2020, by November of 2020, it had been a rough ride. And I really wanted to explore my consciousness. Okay, a little more background. I have a history of experience with psychedelic and empathogenic drugs. So I did have a lot of experience with these chemicals when this particular experience happened. What I will say, though, is I did not have experience with high dose experiences. That's not something that I was ever very interested in. I always went with standard dosing, which is a huge experience in itself, let me say. Anyway, okay, back to my birthday, 2020. I wanted to do some exploration of my inner world, my consciousness. This is what I use these chemicals for when I use them. And so I took what I thought was a standard dose. Later on, and I won't go into the details of this, but later on, come to find out, this was misdosed. This was the first time this happened to me in my entire long history with these chemicals, but it was misdosed. And it turns out that what I actually took was about 10 times a regular dose, just to give you an idea of how high dose we're talking here. So essentially what that did was it completely dissolved my ego, my sense of self, all of reality dissolved into the one. I was everything. I was experiencing the birth, growth, and eventual death of the earth, of the solar system. All time dissolved. And, you know, we hear in spiritual spaces about how time is a construct of 3D reality. This was the first time where I fully experienced that. I had access to everything, all experience. I had access to past and future existences. It's very hard to describe the level of what I was given access to. And I don't know that that's the right language to use, because it wasn't that I was necessarily given access. I had just dissolved my humanity for some period of time. I mean, that's essentially the way I look at it. I had dissolved Brittany Wittig, and Brittany Wittig essentially died. That's what it felt like. She dissolved, but she wasn't gone. She just dissolved into the all that is. And I experienced, saw, it was like visuals, but they weren't really visual. It was an experience of the coding beneath our reality, is one way to put it. Just absolutely incredible, indescribable symbols, fractals, codes of information. So I'm not going to go deep into this part, but I just want to give you an idea. And this dissolution of self happened within about 20 minutes. It was extremely fast for anyone here who is familiar with the normal time it takes to activate a normal dose of LSD would be about an hour. So 15 to 20 minutes is a rocket ship type of effect. And it was because the dosing was so high. Now, of course, I wasn't anticipating this, so I, luckily, with my spiritual practices, I just laid down on the floor, let reality dissolve, and I breathed, and I kept repeating, in the beginning, I kept repeating to myself, just let go, just let go, just let go, because I realized, obviously, that something was not as planned. So, and then I completely dissolved. And that was incredible, beautiful. And the beauty of this experience is that I still remember all of it. I remember what I experienced. And that is the beauty of psychedelics, is that, at least for me, and I know for most people that I have spoken with, you remember your experience. You don't lose that experience. it's not the same as when I channel. When I channel, very quickly it goes away. But with psychedelics, it's almost more like a near-death experience. It actually almost feels more real than this reality. So I remember all of that. I remember being source, dissolving into source, and the beauty of that. Okay, so I don't want to go too deep into that because I promised this wouldn't be a trip report. The part that I really want to share about that was truly, I mean, all of it was life-changing, but there was a piece of this experience that deeply changed my perspective of my reality forever. Because I already believed in the one before this, right? I already believed that we are all fractals of source. I mean, that it was amazing to experience it, but it wasn't shocking to me. What was really, really interesting to me was at many, many hours into this experience, what likely happened is as the chemicals just began to wear off, I became aware of my body again. I became aware of my human self. I became aware of Brittany. However, I was still my oversoul. I was still my higher self. And what I mean by this is at some point I looked down at my body and I said, oh, Brittany has a body and it requires things. And at that moment I realized I needed to drink some water, but I still wasn't. The thing is, I was not Brittany. I was my higher self. I was literally experiencing, fully embodying my higher self. And so I drank some water. I took care of myself. And I was in this trip with my partner, with my life partner, Tom. And he also had taken the same amount. So we were both having a similar experience. And at that point, as I came back into my body and he came back into his body, we began to have a conversation, but it wasn't Brittany and Tom. It was Brittany's oversoul and Tom's oversoul having a conversation. And it was, I'm going to get emotional talking about it. I'll never see myself the same again, because what I discussed with Tom's oversoul, and I want to be clear, this was me. It was me. I was my oversoul. And it's almost like Brittany Wittig is a Russian nesting doll within that oversoul. So what my oversoul expressed was, and I can almost quote the conversation because I remember it so well. They said, wow, isn't this human doing so amazingly well in this lifetime? These humans are pushing themselves and expanding at these incredible rates in this lifetime. Isn't it amazing to be experiencing through these humans, Brittany and Tom, in this life? And Tom's oversoul agreed and said, yeah, this is one of our greatest lifetimes. Isn't it amazing? Like, we're enjoying it so much. Essentially, our oversouls had a conversation about how courageous and how beautiful our lives are in this incarnation. And they also discussed some really interesting things, like the things that we do to support ourselves. Like, for instance, Tom loves to build a fire. So we try to always have a fireplace wherever we live, because Tom loves to build a fire. And that is a way that he kind of cares for us and keeps us warm. And I love to cook and make beautiful meals. And our oversouls discussed these things that our human parts do in this lifetime that are really beautiful and supportive. And the thing is, it was like, in this moment, as I discuss this, I can put myself back in my oversoul and remember how proud and joyful they are living this human experience that is Brittany Wittig's life. And it is just the most incredible feeling to realize that this oversoul, this higher self that we talk about, and I talk about a lot, it is not a separate being from me. And this is really the takeaway that I really want to express here. And I hope I've expressed it in a way that resonates with those of you listening, because I, Brittany Wittig, am a part of that oversoul. And that oversoul is me. And by living as Brittany Wittig and leaning into the truth of Brittany Wittig more and more and more, I, my oversoul self, is having the opportunity to experience more and more and more of this 3D reality through Brittany. And the other piece of this that was really, really beautiful was that my oversoul and Tom's oversoul had been traveling together for many, 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 many lifetimes. And for me, this felt like proof of what I've always suspected to be true about our human existence. And that is that we have certain souls, energies that we incarnate with over and over to learn with. And the feeling in this conversation between my oversoul and Tom's oversoul was that we've been doing this for eons and eons, and that there is a bond there that is infinite, that will never go away, even when one of us is no longer in this particular incarnation. And that was another piece of this that confirmed what I believe to be true about reality in such a profound way. And I feel like this is a beautiful piece to share, because I know so many of us worry about the loss of a close loved one. And to be clear, this doesn't mean that if Tom or me passes away, that the other person isn't going to be in deep, 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 deep grief. We will. And there is a deep knowing that this is just one of many of our incarnations together, that there is more traveling that we will be doing together, that we have done together. So I hope that this resonates. There was so much more to this experience. The experience itself, the entire trip, lasted more than 24 hours. So it was just epic, epic, epic. But this piece was the biggest takeaway, at least at this point in my life. I still, to this day, this was 4 years later, almost 4 years later, and I still will, I still journal about it regularly, because there was so much packed into that trip. I think I'll be unpacking it for the rest of my life, because I remember all of it. And so a memory from it pops into my head, and then I journal on what that could mean and I integrate it. So I hope that this resonates for some of you listening. I feel like this experience of bypassing the ego for a while was just so incredibly profound. And I hope that some of the specifics of what I'd shared here can help serve as confirmation or affirmation for maybe some of the ways that you are seeing reality, maybe just a little bit more proof for you. And disclaimer, I do not recommend a high dose psychedelic trip for the vast majority of people. I would never do it again, even though it was a beautiful, life-changing experience. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it, and I wouldn't do it again. And the reason that I think it was so beautifully life-changing and not destructive was because of psychedelic trips prior to this experience. A beginner being put in this experience, I think, could be highly destructive. So that's the disclaimer. I am not in any way suggesting that anyone try to repeat this experience. Do not recommend that at all. In fact, this podcast episode is sharing some of the profound wisdom that came through so that you don't have to do that. You can just listen to the story and hopefully some of it resonates and you can take that with you. All right. So if you have questions or want to discuss this episode, I would love to chat. You can DM me on Instagram, connect with me through my website. And if you are enjoying the podcast, please subscribe. Please share this, leave a review. I would so appreciate that. It makes such a difference in the podcast reaching more people. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. Have a beautiful rest of your week, and I'll catch you next time.